What's up? What's up? This is Alex Pardo. Thank you for tuning in to episode 285 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, what's going on? Hope you're doing amazing in every sense of the word, and I'm excited about the episode as I always am. You know, this is one of those outlets for me that I have an opportunity to plug into, and it fills me with energy, fills me with fulfillment, gratitude, and that's because of you. You know, on a weekly basis, pretty much a weekly basis, it goes without fail that I have somebody or multiple people reach out to me and just kind of give me a shout out and just say thank you for the podcast, or I'm a fan, or I love the show, or fire episode. Sometimes I get people that send me screenshots, and you have no idea what that does for as far as just like uplifting me and just giving me that validation and confirmation. Not that I need it or seek it, but it does it for me anyway. So I encourage you guys to, you know, if you're fairly new to the show, or if even this is your first time listening, you know, damn, even if you've been with me from day one, going back to June 2016 when this show was launched, you know, we're almost 300 episodes in. There's so much content out there that has been covered. Go back and plug in. Use the search bar on flipempire.com. Plug in some different keywords of what you're looking for, whether it's KPIs or hiring or cash buyers or handling objections with motivated sellers, lead generation, you know, personal development, morning routines, relationships. I mean, there's just I've had the pleasure and good fortune of just having every single one of my guests, you know, has just brought something to the table and has brought their unique flavor and has brought such valuable content to the show. And for that, I'm forever grateful. And so take advantage. It's there. With today's show, guys, you know, I've had a busy couple of months, and we have just been on a tear. The momentum is just been really, really high. Our team morale and our culture continues to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And one of the reasons for that is we, about a month and a half ago, we finally, and I say finally because I have had people like my good friend Mark Evans DM and several others that have been recommending to me for a while, implement the daily huddle within your business. And, you know, beginning of 2018, we brought on an EOS implementer, and we implemented EOS, and so we're operating on that, and we're you know, we continue to fine tune it, but we are so much more efficient and smoother in that process, and it's brought so many positives to the forefront. And it wasn't until end of December, beginning of January, that I came across some content by Alex Sharfin, who has, I believe it's called the Momentum Podcast. Fantastic, fantastic, just super sharp, bright entrepreneur. I would encourage you to plug into his podcast. Just a bright businessman, right? One of our team members, Adrian, shared some information that he had gotten from Alex on the Daily Huddle. And I was like, all right, we got to do this. And ever since we have implemented, I got to tell you, it's one of those moments in the day that I look forward to. So we do our daily huddle every single morning, Monday through Friday at 9:37 a.m. 9:37 on the dot. By the way, there's a very specific reason why many people I've talked to about the daily huddle, they always start at an odd time. I think Mark and his team, they do it like at 10, 11 or something. I don't even know. And I don't even have the answer as to why. Maybe because it makes it more memorable for people. I'm not even really sure. But we start at 9:37 a.m. and we end at 9:52 a.m. every day. Rain, shine, whatever's going on, we end 15 minutes on the dot. And it's one of those things that I look forward to. And I have found that everyone on our team looks forward to it as well. And there's so many different variations and structures and agendas, but essentially I just kind of wanted to walk you through how we're doing it so that maybe if you're not doing it, this is something you can implement, or if you're already doing the huddle, maybe there's something in the way that we're doing it that you like that you can kind of take from it. And here's one of the things I love about the daily huddle is that we start on a high and we end on a high. So I'll give you an example. Not too long ago, we ended our daily huddle and somebody suggested, hey, we got to end with somebody dancing. And like immediately, like I jumped up and we do ours on Zoom, right? So if you don't have an office where everybody reports, which chances are, if you're listening to this, that's not your situation where you have a brick and mortar, an office that everyone goes to. I immediately popped up with like out hesitation. And I started flossing, you know that dance that the kids do these days, the floss, and everybody just started cracking up. I actually have it on video. I don't even know. Maybe I'll release it, but everybody just started cracking up, and it was just such a. That's an example of ending on a high. You want to end with energy, and so our structure, guys, is. I quickly report on three KPIs, right? I report on how many leads have we generated up to that day. Right, for the week, how many appointments have been set or scheduled, and then how many appointments have been completed. The reason I don't get into other KPIs such as, how many AB contracts have we executed, how many BC contracts, if you guys are wholesalers, how many closings, how many testimonials, and then other important KPIs like leads, appointments to leads, leads per contract, how much does it cost to get a deal? All these other KPIs that we track, those are more tracked on a monthly basis. Those really wouldn't make too much sense, in my opinion, to track on a daily basis. We do still keep an eye on them on the dashboard, obviously, every single week. But just quick KPI reporting. And if you guys don't know what KPI is, key performance indicators, again, go ahead and go to flipempire.com in the search bar, put in KPIs or key performance indicators. You'll find several episodes on that. Then after the quick KPI reporting, we celebrate our wins, right? So what are the wins? What are the things that we're experiencing that are just wins, where we're succeeding? And it's an opportunity for everybody to plug in and share their wins. And sometimes wins are, it could be something super, super small. And then it could be something, hey, we just closed a monster deal, right? Or, hey, we just got an awesome testimonial from a seller, whatever it might be. Or, hey, one of our team members exemplified one of our core values going above and beyond. And they went and they did this and they really helped me out in this area. It could be anything, right? The idea is to really, really just infuse the call with positivity and with just good energy to uplift everyone and to celebrate the wins. It's fun. It really is fun. The next part, guys, is we identify challenges. Hey guys, and by the way, this is not where you get into, if you're familiar with EOS and traction, where you get into IDSing, which is identify, discuss, and solve. We're not trying to solve any issues, although sometimes there's a challenge that, hey, do this, and it's like done, solved, right? But that's not really the idea. The idea is to bring to the forefront the things that are standing in front of our way from accomplishing our rocks, our goals, any objectives we have. It could be anything. Whatever challenges, it's an opportunity for everyone to just bring it to the forefront. And then we typically have somebody on our team that is taking notes of any key takeaways. So if there's a major challenge, she's writing them down. And then we're scheduling some time offline to solve those challenges, whether it's on our L10 or whether it's a separate meeting that has to get scheduled. And then, so aside from the challenges, then from there, I took this from my good buddy Adrian on our team, who does this with another company, is who got caught being awesome. Another opportunity to just inject positivity and fun and some humor into the call. And I don't force everybody to have to come up with, hey, to just blindly say, hey, you're awesome, and just try to make something up. It's just genuine. If you genuinely feel someone got quote unquote caught being awesome, that could be because they showed our core value in this way, right? Or they went above and beyond, or they were efficiently productive or solutions oriented, any one of our core values, whatever they were awesome for, it's an opportunity for us to just recognize that. And I got to tell you, That's probably my favorite part of the call, because when it's genuine and sincere, and in our team it always is, it does something to people's morale, to people's confidence, and it's contagious. It really, really is contagious for your team. It's contagious for the company as a whole and the results that follow. And we want to continue to encourage people to recognize others on the team for being awesome, you know. So that's really cool. Love that. And then the last part, which sometimes we have things, other times we don't, is, hey guys, was there anything that wasn't brought up in the wins, challenges that, you know, we need to, you know, quickly bring up? So any updates? Does anybody need any assistance from anyone else on the team or from any external parties? So just quickly, rapid fire. And again, guys, this is 15 minutes, 9:37 to 9:52. Sometimes I have to do a hard stop because we keep going. And other times we finish a couple minutes early, and that's fine. And then the last part is closing the huddle. You know, so sometimes we start with, I pull up YouTube and I pull up, you know, an inspiring song or a song that I love. You know, like not too long ago, it was U2's Beautiful Day. I started playing that at the beginning of the call. So sometimes we'll start with some music. At the end, sometimes we have like a motto or something, you know, or you know, we all like yell out our goal, or it's a song. Or so think about, take what I've shared with you here as far as a daily huddle, and hopefully I've done a good job of communicating the benefits, the pros of doing a huddle. And you know, we've gotten buy-in from the team. Everybody knows the importance of being on that call, and not every single day do we have 100% attendance, but people know the expectations that, hey, if you have, for example, our acquisitions guy sometimes not able to be on the call because he's got an appointment with the seller at 9 a.m. or, you know, or sometime during the huddle. And that's okay. That's excused, right? We know ahead of time. Or sometimes if there's, you know, it doesn't happen often, but if somebody's sick or whatever the case might be, so long as it's communicated ahead of time, we're good. But, you know, you really want to get buy-in from your team. And by the way, even if it's just you by yourself, get into the habit of doing this, carving out 15 minutes a day to go through this process with yourself. It could be you and a virtual assistant. However many people you have, whether you're a one man or a one woman show, or you have a company of 50 people, go implement the daily huddle. And I'm telling you, you're going to see benefits from this. And it's really going to start to shape and build the culture within your team. If you're running it the right way, you know, the idea is for this not to be another meeting where, shit, you know, we got to jump on another meeting, or that, if that's kind of the sentiment within your team, or even the feeling that you have, you're thinking about this the wrong way, and or you're structuring it the wrong way. This should be fun. It should uplift people, start them with a high, end them with a high, and that momentum carries throughout the day, I find. So I kind of kick myself for not implementing this a couple years ago when I really first heard about it. It's one of those things that sometimes you talk to the people and you get great ideas. There's only so much you can implement. This is one of those things I wish I would have done sooner, but I'm glad we're doing it now because we're seeing a lot of benefits from it. So guys, that's all I got for you. I appreciate you, love you, and I'm really, really looking forward to connecting with you on the next one. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions on how I can continue to improve the show, please let me know. Reach out, alex@flipempire.com. And by the way, I don't know that people know this, but you can go to flipempire.com and there's an Ask Alex link, and you can actually send me an audio message. I love to hear people's voices. And so if you have a question, comment, or concern, I will address it on the podcast, and or, you know, somebody on my team will reach out to you, and we'll go from there. All right. Appreciate you guys. And go make it happen, guys. You can do this. Don't ever let doubt creep in. And sometimes it does. Allow yourself to feel whatever you got to feel for a short period of time, 30 seconds, snap out of it. Realize that whatever you're going through, you can come out better on the other side. But it starts with your mindset. And then you got to follow through from there. Okay. So hopefully that helps. And I'll connect with you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course, called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.